Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, December 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga, the wife of Vice President Constantino Chiwenga, and the removal of Felix Letamango Ndiweni as Chief of Ndabazinduna.
To join this discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilo shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And don't forget that we are live streaming on all our Facebook platforms, so please visit VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the arrest of Mary Chiwenga and the removal of Chief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni from the position of chief by President Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Vice President Constantino Chiwenga's wife, Mary Chiwenga, appeared before a Harare magistrate court today, facing charges of attempted murder, money laundering, externalization of over $1 million, and attempting to forge a marriage certificate while her husband was hospitalized.
The state alleges that Mary Chiwenga attempted to kill the vice president in South Africa when he was hospitalized by forcibly removing intravenous medication from his body, resulting in him bleeding profusely. The former army general was said to have been incapable of helping himself when this happened.
And in Bulawayo, relatives of Felix Ndiweni are planning to file a court application seeking the reversal of President Emmerson Mnangagwa's move to remove him from the post of Ntabaziduna chief. The government claims that Ndiweni was not properly selected by the family. The family says his removal is politically motivated.
A Zimbabwean Nkululeko Mbonisi Fuyane has set up a fund on the internet in which almost $5,000 has been raised in 2 days for taking care of his family and buying a car for Ndiweni, whose state-sourced vehicle has been withdrawn. Fuyane is expecting to raise $30,000 for the chief on the fundraising app GoFundMe.
And in Harare, former South African President Thabo Mbeki held a two-hour meeting with President Emmerson Mnangagwa. According to the state-controlled Herald newspaper, Mbeki wanted to see for himself the current situation in Zimbabwe. Mbeki played a key role in the holding of talks between ZANU-PF and MDC formations, which eventually led to the formation of a unity government in 2009.
Ye, ulaptop lamhla sikhangela indaba ezimbili. Udaba lokuqala ngobotshwa kukankosikazi Mary Chiwenga, umyeni kamnumzana Constantino Chiwenga, yena umsekeli kamongameli weZimbabwe. Ubotshelwe ke ukuthi wazama ukuthi ambulale, kuthiwa wayefuna ukumbulala sebe esibhedlela khona ngale kweSouth Africa, ngokuthi asuphune intambo lezi lamanalidi ayifakwe emzimbeni kaChiwenga. Ngesikhathi engenelisi lokuthi engenzani. Kwenyazani wathi sekwenzile khona ukwazi ukuthi aphumela esibhedlela ukwenza ukuthi kungazi ukuthi kwenzakalani phambili khona ngale. Kodwa ukhanya wamiswa ngabanye abantu khona ngale esibhedlela ukuthi baphumelaye ngoba wayesephuma igazi okumangalisayo uChiwenga. Bese kubuya njalo olunye udaba anganobotshelwe lona ukuthi wahambisa imali eningi kakhulu ngaphandle kwelizwe leZimbabwe. Kwathi ke waphinda njalo wazama ukuthi alungise amaphepha omtshado ongekho emthethweni. So ke konke khonokho ke kungazani akujabulisanga umnumzana uChiwenga, osekhanya ngazani useyalana lo mfazi wakhe kumbe ngithi lekhosikazi lakhe. Kuzobuya ke uChief Ndlalayamangwe Ndiweni sizwile ngempela viki ukuthi ususwe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esikhundleni esithi akangakhethwa ngemfanelo. So ke mfisa lizwe ukuthi okhulumela imuli yakwaNdiweni umnumzana Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni uthini ngodaba lolu? Ake libone ividiyo yakhe lapha litsho ukuthi likubona njani.
Ibizo lesibongo
uWilson Mancinyane Ndiweni,
lingasitshela ukuthi njengemuli nyathela bani elizalithatha ngemva kokubona lincwadi ku-social media?
Ngemva kokubona lincwadi njengoba siyibonile ku-social media, thina njengemuli sizahlala phansi, kodwa vele cabanga ukuthi sizayisa emthethweni. Umthetho welizwe nxa uliqiniso. Umthetho welizwe nxa usazi into yenza. Okutsho ama-British lama-Americans ukuthi akula rule of law. Lapho kuzakhanya khona ukuthi umthetho welizwe uthini ngento enje. Sebake bakuzwa ngaphi ukuthi kule nduna exoshwayo. First and foremost bakuzwa ngaphi ukuthi kule nduna ebotshwayo. Lamhla induna le yayibotshiwe isingexotshiweyo. Izizathu nxa kuyukuthi balesizathu sabo sokuthi aso first born angikholi ukuthi baphelele. Sibona ngathi balo mkhushane wengqondo. Badinga ukuthi baye kuma-psychiatrist bayihlolwa. Ngoba uzakhuluma uthini ngomntwana ongaso wakho. Ngingahlala lo mkami angizalela abantwana ebadobheni kudongo. Kwazi babe bathathu. Ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine. Kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami. Khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu. Ngulowo nalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngegumba langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo. Kwazi babe bathathu. Ngize ngezuzo wami ngowesine. Kambe ngabantu abami lapho nabo mntanami. Khonapho sengisazi ukuthi kulento enje lenje lenje ro. So abangangeneli imizi yabantu. Ngulowo nalowo emzini wakho uyakwazi ukuthi umuzi wakho unjani. Bangasitsheli ngegumba langakithi ukuthi umntani wethu esimbekileyo bathi kasulele.
Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngikoBulawayo elokitshini leNjube ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
So that's a video marvelous from Anastasia Ndlovu. You know, she was talking to Wilson Mancinyane Ndiweni who says, you know, what they are witnessing is unprecedented.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, the government should not interfere with the running of the Ndiweni clan. So he says they've chose that guy, Felix Kletlamangwe, mm-hmm. and they're sticking to him. And he says, you know, whenever you've got a problem, you must start by talking to the family instead of just doing other things like what he says the government did. He says, what are the reasons, really, mm-hmm. for removing him? So he says they are at crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tine gango ipo pano tichange tiri kutarisa nyaya dzakasiyana siyana. Tiri kutanga isu nekutarisa nyaya yatiri kuona iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Tiri kuona Ishe Felix Ndiweni avo vari kuti vo vakuronga kukwira kumadare repamusoro reHigh Court vachipikisa danho rakatorwa nehurumende munguva yapfuura rekuvaturira kuvatorera ushe. Saka regai tinzwe hurukuro yaitwa nemutori wedu wenhauta uraishava. Achitaura iye negweta Rachief Felix Ndiweni pane zviri kuitika vachitaurawo zvakare nevamwe kuti vanoona sei chiitwe ichi.
Zvinhu zvakaitika hazvitenderi nemutemo weZimbabwe neTraditional Leaders Act. Kusvikira nhasi chief kana kuti magweta chief asati audza officially kuti kwange kwava nemhosva chii chakakanganisika outcome yedisciplinary process and the way forward. Kunze kwezvinhu zviri kutaura kumanewspaper nekumaradio. Position yefamily is Chief Shanta Felix Ndiweni ndiye chief wendaba zinduna asadzi achinja akapointiwa musi wa 20 June 2014 by the president who was empowered by the constitution of Zimbabwe and the Traditional Leaders Act and hapana chinja kachinja.
Machifu zvinhu zveculture zviya kana kuti zvetsika dzedu dzechivanhu. Saka zvinozotishamisa isusu kana takatarisa takuona hurumende yave iyo yaakuda kutora a leading role yekuti iite kuti chifu uyu abviswe pachikaro. Tikazozvitarisa tichienda mberi tinoona kuti sezvo chifu ane mamwe macommentaries aakamboita achitaura maererana nekukundikana kwehurumende pakuwanisa vanhu kodzero dzavo nemagariro akanaka. Nyaya iyoyo inobva yaratidzika sekuti apa hurumende iri kugwa nekuti chief wai achitaura zvinhu zvinobata kurarama kwevanhu.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende panyaya iyi.
Apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhauta uraishava achitaura iye negweta Rachief Felix Ndiweni uyezve achitorawo pfungwa dzevamwe sekutaura kwaaita hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi rehurumende. Asi tine mumwe musoro zvakare mugango redu ranhasi tine nyaya huru iri kuitika munyika pari zvino. Apo nhasi mudzimai wemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga amai Mary Mubayiwa Chiwengwa tiri kunzwa kuti nhasi vamiswa pamberi pedare vachipomerwa ivo mhosva yekuda kuuraya murume wavo, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika pamwe nekufojera magwaro emuchato wavo navachiwenga. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa izvo zviregaitinzwe zvakare hurukuro yaitwa pamusoro penyaya iyoyi zvichitaurwa kuti zvii zvaitika mudare redzimhosva nhasi pamiswa amai Mary Chiwenga pamberi pedare regaitinzwe mutori wedu wenhau achitaura Thomas Chiripasi.
Amai Chiwenga vakasungwa nemugovera vamiswa pamberi pedare ra Major Street muHarare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekuda kuuraya vachiwenga pavaive muchipatara kuSouth Africa, kuburitsa mazakwatira emari kunze kwenyika zvisiri pamutemo pamwe nekuita chikiribidi chekuti vagochatiswa nemurume wavo iye ari muhurwere. Muchuchisi wenyaya iyi vaMichael Reza vaudza dare kuti amai Chiwenga vairambidza vachiwenga kuti vabude muhotera kuSouth Africa kwezuva rimwe chete vakazotorwa zvechisimba nevano vachengetedza vakazovaendesa kuchipatara. VaReza vatova amai Chiwenga vakazobvisa zvaishandiswa nana chiremba muchipatara kuSouth Africa kwakare vaiedza kuraramisa vachiwenga zvakazoita kuti murwere abude ropa zvakanyanya. VaReza vati izvi vaizviitira kuti vachiwenga vafe uye vaive vasina mvumo yekuita izvi. Mutongi wedare vaCrispin Mberewe vatura mutongo wekuti amai Chiwenga vadzoke kudare musi wa30 mwedzi uno uye vati amai Chiwenga vakumbire kudare repamusoro reHigh Court kana vachida kutongwa vachibva kumba sezvo vati dare ravo harina masimba ekunzwa chikumbiro ichi pakatariswa uremu hwemhosva yavari kupomerwa.
Aiwa, apo tanga tiri kunzwa mutori wedu wenhau weStudio 7 Thomas Chiripasi anga ari kudare nhasi achitsanangura iye zvaitika uyezve sekuona nekunzwa kwatiri kuita pari zvino amai Mary mubayiwa Chiwenga vatori mumaoko emapurisa. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa pari zvino uyezve toda kuchingamidza vese vari muchirongwa chedu pari zvino kune avo zvakare vanyorera vachiti ivo vari kuda kupinda muchirongwa. Aiwa, nyorai nhamba dzenyu makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuitira kuti Gibbs.
So according to this paper that was filed in court, the state outline actually, it says that Mrs. Chiwenga, on July 8th, 2019, she went to the hospital where the husband was, and the accused unlawfully removed the medical intravenous giving set, as well as the central venous catheter, which were inserted to the complainant. And the complainant started bleeding profusely. The accused forced the complainant off the bed, held him by hand, and moved out from the ward before being intercepted by the security personnel at the exit door. The hospital staff was called by the security personnel, and they reconnected the intravenous giving set and the central venous catheter and resuscitated the condition of the complainant. So it seems as if there's a lot here that was actually written by the police. So maybe these investigations went deeper to, you know, the origin of the crime, of the alleged crime, maybe in South Africa. So it seems as if, you know, I really don't know. Maybe we'll get some experts to discuss
this. Yes, and I would also like to talk to you about the Facebook page. We have your Shona, Tukukonai Blessing, Kamuseriro. I'm watching you from Cape Town, Kunoku, South Africa, Kuzai Maraire, and I'm watching you from South Africa, Kulimpopo. Boa Jaguranzi, Tona Jema, Leas, Vakutingabu, the Square. Boas Varuti, but in Dijo, Varuti, Rumende, Inorega, Corruption, Re. Dixon Moyar, I'm watching you, Bra, Mike M. Dixon. Mrosha Papolokwani me Arkutora and Mary Arkuchkorewa Kozero Zaki. So we have a follower here who's actually saying he feels that you know, the rights of Amai Chiwenga are being violated. Dixon Moyo, Aripano at Panamba Zaki, Boaz Anzu Ushe, Auremerwi Kumaleaz, Mnyarazi Kabaira. Good evening, VOA. I'm watching you from Zambia. I think we have a guest. You can go ahead.
Yes, we've got a human rights lawyer, Mr. Machobana Ngube. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ngube, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Keith. Good evening to the listeners.
Good evening, sir. So now we see that Mrs. Chiwenga appeared in court. Tell us some kind of modalities of this kind of case, you know, in terms of, you know, how it is being handled. You know, people are wondering, can a vice president's wife appear in court? And how do people in such cases apply for bail and all those kind of things? I guess by now, she's at Chikurupi Maximum Prison. So tell us a bit about what happens in such cases.
Thank you, Keith. Right, what happens is that if one has an offense preferred against them, usually it's the police who then record statements from that person, that is finding out what the response or the attitude towards the charge or the charges of the person. Then the Constitution requires that the person should be brought to court within 48 hours. Of the arrest. So I think this is what happened. And she appeared in court because the offense of attempted murder is what we call a third sexual offense, meaning that it is one of those serious offenses if you're looking at the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act. So what it means is that it is an offense which only the High Court can deal with insofar as the bail application is concerned. So when you appear in court, you are just being brought in for a routine remand because that court then does not have, the Master Court does not have the jurisdiction to entertain the bail application unless, of course, the Attorney General has consented that that court should have jurisdiction. So I think that is what happened. So what she should do is then to proceed to file an application in the High Court in respect of the matter charge. In respect of the other offences, he is at liberty to place before that court where she has appeared either a written application or an oral application through her attorneys for bail. That court will determine those charges. But perhaps for convenience, they will file all those, a single application, encompassing all the charges that she's facing.
Now, sesikhangela ngesintu sibili kutshela abantu ukuthi pho-ke njengoba ezihambe khona ngale enkantolo entilongweni. So kutshoni nxa sehambile khona ngale, nxa sedinga khona ku isiphambiso se-bail, uza kususela ngaphi esiya ngaphi ngamafishane?
Umuntu nxa ebotshiwe elethwa e-court afakwe kulokhu esithi yi-remand, ufuze ukuthi ahanjiswe ejele okwesikhathi kuthiwa i-remand prison over 14 days, aphendi nge-court, i-court ibone ukuthi uphilile kalazimsolo ngendlela aphethwe ngayo kumbe emzimbeni ukuthi mhlawumbe unida udokotela and into ezinjalo. Kodwa nxa evalelwe ngaleyo ndlela ulemvumo yokuthi aphanyeke emthethwandaba ophezulu i-High Court isicelo sokuthi aphume nge-bail, afake isibambiso kumbe imali kumbe ngama-title deeds e-property nxa elawo asarende le passport uwenzela ukuthi umthethwandaba usuthiseke ukuthi kasoze abaleke. Kodwa lezo yizinto ezizedetermine by ujudge after listening to ukuphikisana phakathi kwamagqwetha akhe, la magqwetha amele uhulumende, that is National Prosecuting Authority.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho-ke siyabuya kuwe.
Aiwa, tinotenda tanga tiri kunzwa apo tichinyatsosanangurirwa nagweta vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachitaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvinhu pari zvino kuti zviri kuitika izvi zvinofanira kunge zviitwa sei. Saka pindai muchirongwa kana muri kuda kutipa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve muchitipawo kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Asi tiri kunzwa kuti tine muteereri vari panhare pari zvino. Hallo caller.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Tiri kutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinonzi John, ndiri kumarondera muZimbabwe.
Taurai tinzwe mukoma John, kwakadii kumarondera muZimbabwe?
Ndizvo upenyu wacho tangoona kuti magezi mai saka takunzwa emazuva esati tinenge tisina magezi.
Aiwa, pakaoma. Taurai tinzwe nhasi negango, muri kunzwa dzirimo mudarezi.
Rekangoti tata dzii dziri nyaya yendweni inorwadza nyaya dzemamambo pasigari. Mamambo andione chete ngoti muZimbabwe munomuka zvinhu zvedu zvanguva zvanguva vhengere bhengere. Kuhurumende inopindira pakudini umambo? Umambo hauchizve nehurumende, vanhu vanozvedzinza. anozivana kuti imba yanhingi kwakafa nhingi mwana nhingi ndiari kupinda uyu ndiari kupinda zvino hurumende iri kuti ndweni haataure politics ndweni haasi munhu It's an individual. Issues hake, despite the good Anutunga mina masabit hake. Anutaura omoni, kana kubira kudara kana muondo, mama mbaita, aranda zinda tawe, zakusha mbitesu. Tuesi ya kadaro, ndo zubitika mzibaba. Tuesi ya ndaya meri. Kuro wanye munu mkuru azirota wana maraita hako. Mutara mkuru in terms of kana president, mkazi wa president. Vakati vachadana kana kuti vakanetsana mumba domas maitika domestic anofanha kusungwa nemapurisa kana kuti nemakoti nyaya dzemumba dzekuti dzinoda kumedhi vana tete vanani vanani zvino zviri kutaurwa izvi masara musi yekuti chiengwa adini 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 kana asade mukadzi chikunzwa kuti ada kuzogara nemukadzi wake wekutanga hanhena ari kuna maUK It's not fair kuti atiite mukadzi zvaari kuita izvi but ndoshamisika madzimai emuno muzimbabwe anoita noizi tiri kuyembukatakatarisa kumasure kwana tsvangira nyaya dzana Meneja ipindwa nana mambo ndakukangana vakadzi vake vaenda anoda vakadzi seri dzevanhu vaidanana but waiona magroups evakadzi vachimiridzika kuita mweya yetsvina kuti tsvangira zvedina abhusa he is the lady she is doing ari kushungurudza mukadzi uchi chiri kuitika
aiwa mashoko makukutu
kana mhosva uyu
aiwa tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyanzva dzimuve nezuva rakanaka
Nemiwe mrukita zvakanaka mfunge nebasa renyu.
Bye-bye. Over to you.
Silo baba uDavis Khumalo econgweni. Nomzala Khumalo kunjani?
Siyaphila tube baba ninjani?
Siyaphila kakhulu Khumalo. Asiqaliseke ngodaba lukandiweni.
Hayi baba tube leyi indaba le iqinisekise. Uhulumende angangenelikiyo. Usefaka ipolitics entweni zesintwini lezi. Kachane lakho lokhu zwe uhulumende babaduze. Kache imuli yakondweni ilungise yiyo bakwazi ngono ukuthi izinto lezi ziminjani. Yazi ukuthi babadube kufanele ukuthi kunje mina soku Khumalo. Ngiyawazi ukuthi thina sizalwa njani. Njalo abadala yiyo bakaziyo ukuthi izinto lezi zabazimisa njani. Uhulumende kayekele kunjeni la kuyikufemi lakondweni. Abantu bakondweni bazimisele izinto zabo. Thina siyandela bona abantu bakomdlalo.
Ye kuba sokubuya ke indaba yokubotshwa kwankosikazi Jiwenga ukubona njani kono
dube le iyahlupha leyo
ihlupha njani kuyo jasizoba
iyahlupha yawathi indaba zebedroom ziyahlupha abatu so thina singakhuluma sikhulume bona bazana ngcono ngoba thina singabona ama-primary issues thina singama-secondary sizwa ngabo ngabe sebesilwa bona bakulungisise indaba yabo bona bo njengokuqasa kwabo ngoba thina singafika sibe sibaphambanisa yazi into ehluphayo abantu bezithandani la mhlaba yalo sebebonke ugcine wena ngosurongo futhi wabaduze into ehluphayo ngezithandani
kutshayile kunjalo sibili kuma
abalungisise bona udaba labo uthiwe ngalo mkakhe bazana bona bodwa
hayi siyakuze Khumalo
lathi wabaduze enise ehluphayo yile tuzo
Yeah.
Yawazi ukuthi na madoda asephakeni into eyi-1 ukuthi kulezi izinto esizenzayo umuntu ongumfazi ekhanyeni anto wabona. And then abasethathi advantage ukuthi wena anto ubusenza usithi esenza usithi abesenza khonokho khonokho usukwenza. Athi ngase kwenzile usukubona wena usuzihuhle ngesithi.
Hayi siyakuzwa Mpomo.
So lapho kule ndaba bona abakulise bobabili bamadoda.
Sibongile.
Ngokuqasha kwabo.
Sibongile Khumalo, sibongile sibili.
Lami ngiyabonga.
So he says, leave the Dwayne family alone. You know, and the Chiwenga issue, he says, that's an issue between two people. It's a bedroom issue.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think we've got a caller.
Oh, hello, caller.
Hello.
Tukusora nani uye shemuru kupi?
Oh, mbaba wasi ntuini. Hello. Lungani kunjan?
Anya pila baba njani.
Yeah, unkomo.
Ya ngomunkomo.
Ye akutsho baba ukuthi wena ye phosela lakho sibili kubalenga abantu. Ye.
Ngindebele.
Oh ngindebele ye.
Ye. Eh ale Ega ansoje ngikhulume kakhulu le eka babuchwela.
Okay.
Ngoba lewa i domestic yard ende unyonga ngihlupa ukuthi ngiyaxolisa ngoba vele mina ngingaba bias ngoba ngibe attitude towards ngiyambona ngami ukuthi wenza into zonke abazenzayo zithe right. So ngizakuthina sensiba unfair, ngicela ukuthi ngiyekele.
Ayiyekele sibili ngena kokunye. Yeah.
Yeah. Ya sengiya ekandweni hayi ekandweni ya ekandweni iyatshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe is the problem ngoba you cannot modernize the culture ukukhetha ama leaders ama traditional leaders silendlela vele esiwaziza ngayo and awungeke ukuthi khona wena ukube lomunye umuntu o responsible nge traditional leadership. Iculture vele ayimodernize. Iculture is always into yakudala, ilandela lilisiko lakudala. Lokho ukuthi khona sesisikele, sesitshelwa ukuthi khona undiweni namhlanje kasole kuzeni. Hayi akusizi. Into emele sinanje, kunesikunanzelele khona ukuthi siyademocratic evolution of power. Ukuthi khona namhlanje thina siyalungele lokuthi khona umkhokheli wethu nguphi. Ozasikhokhela ku-traditional esiyadithemayinelwa ngabantu esingaphili labo ku-society yethu. So kuyatshengisela sibili ukuthi even the constitution yangkhona esiyisebenzisayo kuyafika kujanise ngoba kwezinye indawo iyasebenza, kwezinye indawo kuthiwa iyarealignwa. Angikuzwisisi mithi yabe kusebenza njani ngoba nazo khulunywa nge-devolution of power kuthiwa khona i-society realigned into law but kwezinye indawo bayakwanisa ukuyisebenzisa beqetha ama esiphindiweni iyabe isisebenza khonapho. There's a problem there for me fanele nayo iyalungi.
Yeah,
hayi yikho khonokho nje nakho ukuthi hayi indaba yesikhathifu hayi ayifanelanga vele ukuthi ibe umongameli azibambe indaba zamasifu ngoba amasifu lisiko lakudala sebesibambanisela amasifu.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke eNdebele baba ungathina kusasa eh?
All right.
Yeah, so that is Mr. Lungani Ndebele. He says, you know, these issues concerning traditional chiefs and others, they are left. They should be left in the hands of traditionalists and others. So he says, you know, the president has nothing to do with this issue, so let it be.
Very interesting indeed. Kunewo varipa chirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai. Ndirikuona sisi Gina Eugene Majuru. Muri kuti muda kupinda muchirongwa regai timboedza kukufonerai muri kuBritain uko tichaedza kupa producer weda kufonerai kuitira kuti tinzwe pfungwa dzenyu. Asi tinotenda muri pachirongwa. Munyagaza Mavamba. Hanzi maswera sei kwa watching you from Cape Town. Tinokutendai Elvis King Masuka Chanyuka. Ndukunzo tina Elvis asi tuda kuti tiedze kubata sisi Eugene Majuru vari pa Facebook page ya VOA Shona tiedze kubata. Hello mkoma tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa. Hello mkoma Elvis makadi yenyu.
Tinofara makasimba here.
Ai wachirwadi.
Mkoma Elvis. Cape Town, South Africa.
Itaura itinzi.
Yeah, ningango na angry sara kushoka kama kanya ya kuhitika. Gadi sangu ni kita wanya ya ye limtim kazi unpenzero inika edu.
Ehe.
Eh, kutia. No, ndi shami kani gati. Mosa ya kia gopar waizu zere pata ya kita nyaya zuzuki ya watu ilana iyo ni mwume wawo.
Aha.
Yoba utanga kusunga mwuri. But before kati zaitika hizo so ni hizi dada kanyara wa tazore wa hizo uti hizi ni zaki yake yoyo inoona ni anti-corruption igai nore wa hizo uti ino karno shanda rili anda wangwe wano wano rekomanda uti taiso itaiso hariki basa na raro ne mazo. So it's like it's not fair to repeat for because most of the group is a guy speaker some months ago.
Mm-hmm.
it's almost a year now, but we have started to hear the end of the Buddha. Why? Because our people were limited in the middle of the year. So, this is so much better than we can read the Buddha around the mouth. We reached that. We want to be doing this.
Aiwa mashoko makuku tu chivai mataure yenye mashoko yenye pesira.
Ngodoti heti Merry Christmas and Happy New Year kwa na wese Zimbabwe kwenye angesaka uma azur daro nengo tira marikitenda mwari kiti mwari wano ki nyambu sato kinda umu mboreza nengo oke kutu kutana kwa kwenye kaya kwenye mwara kumborele nye mwara kumborele Zimbabwe. Amen.
Amen. Aywa, thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, thank you. So, I think let's go to Mr. Machoba Ngombe before we take on Mr. Nkomo. Mr. Ngombe, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here, Gibbs.
Now, looking at this issue concerning the chieftainship, you know, what's your take as a legal expert in some of these things?
Well, I mean, there are quite a number of things that do arise concerning the issue of the chieftainship. You see, primarily it is the family that has to decide who has to be the chief, because only a chief begets a chief. So they know within their own lineage just who is qualified to be a chief. And then secondly, there is another issue that does arise. The issue concerning there is a constitutional provision relating to the right to fair, just administrative action. Before a decision that is adverse to anyone is taken by the administrative authority, the person against whom that decision is supposed to be taken has to be given a right to be heard. They say you have to put the allegations to them. They have to respond to those allegations. And then the decision maker then has to then make that decision in light of all those things. So in this instance, I'm not sure if the chief was given the right to be heard concerning this matter, and then a decision adverse to his interest or to him was then made. So, but I think those are the issues that his lawyers should be able to deal with.
Thank you so much, and well done. Let's take Baba Nkomo. Baba Nkomo, unganjani? Hello, Mnumzana Nkomo, uyangizwe ikhumani baba?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa ke.
Yeah, sorry, sikubambisile mpijana. Yeah. So, ubona njani konoku ke okwenzakala eZimbabwe? Siqale ngokandiweni, ngamafishane sibili.
Okwandiweni akungethusi. Ama-leaders ema-Tableland vele izandlu emasoni bahleli bebeharasa unganandzela from 1980 sizofika lamhlanje. Ngaso ubona la ku-top leaders yezanwe umuntu ovele ema-Tableland ungu-number 3 okukhombisa ukuthi baze bekufa abantu bema-Tableland bengafakwa ngaphezulu. UNdiweni kahlale esikhundleni sakhe u-Emerson kaChiyana noNdiweni asongwa ngakibo asuka ko-Emerson kayekela ifamily yakwaNdiweni izikhethele uNdiweni siyamfuna ngowakithi u-Emerson kaxotsha induna zakibo le eChiyana lenduna zakithi and ama-leader zakithi emathebeleni ma-airgenes izanu bayawazonda bawagcobe lokhu lalokhu. Ngaso ubona amanye ama-leaders emathebelelendi engangena kuzanu ayenzisa izinto ezimbi ma esephuma ebe useless ezigabeni zakithi. Akula leader ephuma kuzanu ufica i-challenge izanu bonke bagoqa izandla bayesaba. So esikutsho sicela ukuthi izanu ama-leaders ekuthi ayiwa-respect iwayekele yenza into zethu. Sicela umuntu wesindebele eke engene ku-Emerson laphana sibone ukuthi uyifeyile kungakanani uNdiweni abamthiye. Ifamily kaNdiweni siyayibonga uNdiweni siyamfuna ngowakithi esikhokhele siyamazi indlela osebenza ngakiyo. Lalawa ama-leaders emathebelelendi ama-leaders emathebelelendi asetshenziswa izanu ukuthi harasa abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Please malilalele siyalicela yekelanini ukuhlukumeza ama-leaders akini ngoba likugovernment yezanu eyayibulala abantu bakithi emathebelelendi. Siyalicela
okwamanje abanye siyalizwa likhuluma lapha liphose liwele phansi likhothe ukubusasa seliphumile liba izinto ezingalancedo ezigabeni zakithi izifirst space vela alikaliyenze lutho emathebeleland lonke leke langena kuzanu ngani ngama-refugees ungani liyestaba ungani lacela ukuba kuzanu vela asiliboni lonke outright alilancedo ezigabeni zakithi siyakwazi u-Emerson usebenza labanye abantu abavela kithi abanikezwa kuzimali ngalokuthi sukumezana uba nemathebeleni uyilidi ebonayo khangela wonke ama-leaders akithi esemathebeleni baba yazi aphiniwe ekhoneni uyazi wokuthi you can't even tell ukuthi kati vele what is happening why
benasaaphana
bebe ngu-number one
kodwa
ngokuthi bona bayihlule kanjani
ye kuyaphetha ngani konke lokho Nkomo okandiwena
okwandiweni abantu bakithi kasukumeni beke sithi thina enough is enough want to be aralile ezanyweni please sithiyeni want to stand alone mali sizonda isenza swa mali data kwendweni asibayekeli ngisebenzisa this devolution of power sisebenzisa ngamaprovince akithi akuna nto eyi-one esiyicele eharare akuna nto esiyi-one esiyicela kuzanu asilanto izanu ayizange yalo emathebelelendi ibuye izobulala abantu bakithi ngiyamangala kula bantu bakithi abaningi ofica beqinisa imithambo bekhulumile izanu bekhotha ukuthi besifakele i-kefew sibizwa amahowu izanu leyi sibulawa njengezinja manje mile ngikhangela amangcwabo amaningi afika 30 awezanu ayenziwa ngu-Emerson lezanu ngibize abantu bakithi emathebeleni bekhinga bezonta undiweni akele izinuku amagwabha liyayangisa asilalida right now emathebelelendi ebonakalayo lingaphuma ezikhundleni kuzanu laphana lifakwe ezikwameni etola lokuthi lizidifende ngoba liyaba seliyenza into ezimbi uNkomo wasingena nini liphume lingaladaka astill stick to
thoseyaonkomo
uthi wasingena liphume lingaladaka
siyabonga khulu Nkomo ungatshela kusasa ba
let's take our next caller hello caller hello hello Eugene
Oh yes, hi. How are you?
Hi, sorry. Tambo kubatisa imbijana because siri kuona kwambo kuti tine gango saka vazhinji vane zvavari kuda kutaura. Tambenge tiri kunzwa zvachifu ndiweni asi ipindai mugango muda kutaura nezvenhu asi tiri kutaura nani uye zvemuri kupi?
Yeah, ndinonzi Jean Majuru ndiri kuLondon. I just wanted to comment on the issue of Chief Ndiweni. It's very unfortunate that this has happened to Chief Ndiweni. But when things like this happen, we expect other traditional leaders, the other chiefs, they should have a voice. They're supposed to say something. If the issue hasn't been handled well, they should freely talk about it and say, as not, it was a fanaka.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem that's there at the moment in Zimbabwe is my chief, Sajo, I want to talk about it as well, which is a problem. The role of the chiefs in Zimbabwe is to advise the government.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, they are not advising the government at the moment. And if it's an issue that the government has not done something right, this is wrong. Which is wrong. So I think this is an issue that needs to be resolved. Otherwise, we're not going anywhere. If the chiefs are like bulldogs without chief, they cannot say this is right or this is wrong. They cannot express their opinions. We're not looking at... Zimbabwe. We have a new dispensation. The president, Emerson Mnangagwa, said he's a listening president. So sometimes, like I was going to up on my constructive criticism because that's the only way to move Zimbabwe forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if we have my chief, Achibatana, or Chief Duen, Yombo Hend, one of the traditional chiefs, we have Fortune Sprungira leading my traditional chief. We've not heard Fortune actually someone my chiefs with me. It's our Nyaya Chief Duane. Why is that?
Saka imuri kuti dai
pakwanikwa
vachigara pasi savana chief votaurana pachezvavo.
Yes, vanofanira kugara pasi sana chief votaurana vogadzisa nyaya yacho kuside kwavo kuma traditional leaders. Not kuti inoenda kwaenda uku. That's wrong from the way I see it. It's just like the issue here, Harare. I'm sure you all know Kuti Chief NCP Harare is still outstanding. Next year, we're going to be 40 years Zimbabwe Yawana independence, and the issue here, Chief NCP Harare, is that here, Gadzirithwa, which is an issue. And is it? Kuna zvinhu zvinoitika muHarare zvakawanda, and I think some Zimbabweans don't know. kuti zviri kuitika zviri kunetsa zviri kubva kupi but vanhu vekuclan kwambari vanova chimadescendants achisimbari weHarare yacho they know what's going on and the government is advised every time and again kuti chii chiri kuitika zvinoda kugadziswa sei but the government haisi kutora agents nekugadzisa nyaya yacho that's why it's still outstanding up to now zvimwe zvinhu zvakatotaurwa kudhara kuti zvigadziswewo mugabe wastill baker hasati zvatombogadziriswa so now the issue is manga acho madhara vedu vakatofa kudhara vaifanira kugadzisa maissues aya and the generation dziri kuuya right now they are not interested nenyaya idzi but zvinoramba zvichingoita carry on carry over and maproblems ezimbabwe haagadziriki and if we go back and sort out zvinhu zvese zvetraditional zvacho zvisina kugadziriswa andi so now when we look at issues and when it's just a continuation of nyaya dzino dzinotadza kugadziriswa
aiwa
we have issue and Nambiana and my remains and Nambiana actually ku London ku museum and 40 years after independence surely tutaza ku push out my remains adoke I spoke to several members of the cabinet kuti vapinze that issue in the cabinet e discuss and it so that panopuwa some importance and it's an important issue but my cabinet members but vanotoshka as well to talk about this issue
I think
our own cabinet is afraid of talking about the repatriation of our heroes' remains. The heroes' remains are still in London.
I was excited. This sounds like a really interesting topic that we can actually cover on one full program. I would like to actually come back to you after the show so we can see what we can do because you brought up some really, really important issues involving tradition and the role of chiefs. So thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Marvelous.
Okay. Tine vamwe caller vakabata. Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello, makadi yenyu.
Tiri wadi makadi yenyu. Tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Ndinofara. Ndinonzi Dombo Rinowaka. Ndiri kuChinoyi kuChikonono.
Oh, kuChinoyi kwakadiko kuChinoyi uko?
Ah, kuChikonono ndinhumwe tungotambudzika nenzara yamunangakwe.
Ah, taura yenyu tinzwe. Nhasi mune gango muda kutaura nezvezvipi?
Ini na hangu ndrunya nyobatu wabatu wa ninye chief Ndweni. Isu tinotarisira kutizo ma chief sevanu wanugara nevanu. Ndo wanuona matamuziko yevanu. Saka wanu fano kunge wajimira nevanu. Basi muno mzimbabu manji kana muna. Atangango pesana ni urumende ili kutongeza nibiyevu. Tinoona kuti chief ye anu vapinda mkatine matamuziko. Jezo shirukun kisho. Wazo gara pansi wakaungora kuti ana kupinda nendira kwayo. Ko mazuva ose vanga vakanyarara nei zvinobuda pachena kuti ayo inyaya yekungoti mashoko ake aanotaura sepaakambotaura mashoko aya ekuti izvo government inokundwa even nemahedman ake zvinhu zvinovabata izvozvo nepamusana pekuti izvo havadi kuudzwa zvekuita dai tanga tine machifu akawanda muzimbabwe munomu vanenge pfungwa dzinenge dzavanhu venyu taiona kuti zvinhu zvainyatsofamba zvakanaka nekuda kwokuti machifu ndo ari kushandiswa ivhanu pakugoyiwa kwezvinhu pakusarudzwa kwemasabhuku mumamisha unoona kuti izvo machifu anopindira zvikuru nekuti vanenge vachishandiswa nehurumende iri kutonga iyi
aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo tinokutenda yamhino kuti mamuri kuda kutaura here pamusoro pezviri kuitika kuna amai Mary Chiwenga
avo tinongoti vangosanganawo nefodya yavo yavanoputa nekuda kwokuti izvo mukatarisa vanhu ivavava kana vachinge vakagara zvakanaka havaone matambudziko anosangana nevamwe ndichiri kuyeuka mukadzi wachiwenga mumwe wakasiyana naye uyo akamborova mutatu wenhau mushop iyewo iko zvine zvaasanganawo nazvo zvanga zvichimufambirawo zvakanaka izvozvo mwari anenge achida kuti vanhu vanyatsoona kuti chaunoitira mumwe unopedzera wasangana nacho hapana aiziva kuti vamugabe vachapedzera vataura kuti handichavhotiri zanupiefu asi zvakazoitika mukati mekurarama saka chinongori chidzidzo kune vanhu vakawanda kuti vasafunge kuti izvo vacharamba vachifambirwa neupenyu rimwe gore ndoo vanenge vaakutambudzikawo munguva inotevera
aiwa mashoko makukutu muve nezuva rakanaka kuChinoyi kwamuri uko
hamaita zvenyu
babai.
Yes, Marvelous, we've got two callers right now, Walter Moyo and Ubabu Ndiwendi. So, kasa ngawe, Baba Moyo. Uya nguse kumwendi?
Yes, niyaguza, gipsi kunjani.
Ya, isha pila kulu. Ula wanta wani ngisivi lamta nilinga umzuzo otwa, utu uchwa, ofisi kukucho, ngo, topike yoto, obosia wewe inye. Kasa ngawe Ndiwendi, utinu lako.
ngithi government ivele ibingamelanga izifike khona apho ibizipha amandla ukuthi yona yesifaka ama chief yesikupha ama chief ngoba indaba leyana nyama traditional leaders ngokungadingi ukuthi izifika la kubo president into nje ukuthi bona sebefuna ukuzenza i-government yaphuma ekasimithi ukuthi lisebenzise ama chief ngendlela ebiyindezela abantu abamnyama so nqala kathi ethi ukhuluma ungameli ibandla lezano kumele uhlukuluze uthi izindwela kula cala lalo abe abachiyane laye akhokhele abantu ngendlela eze tradition. He's not a politician. Abachiyane laye abantu bankibo bamfuna abantu bankibo yiba bamfakileyo.
Kuzokuya ekankosikazi Jiwenga ubona njani
kubi kakhulu babadube ukuthi nxa umuntu ususalana lo muntu ongumama ususebenzisa amandla akho ezombangazwe usumuyenza khonokhwana ulokhu umdinge namacala ukuthi umbophe but kuzatshenisa ngile themba lokuthi abe judiciary bazayikhangelisisa into leyi akula cala elizaba khona ngoba akukhanyi ukuthi ube ngaze ayenze lezi zinto zonke nguye yedwa abantu bemkhangele lapha sekuyi-victimization ngesilungu ukuthi mhlawumbe akusafunanwa sekumele kufikisane ngendlela enjalo bensithi inhlanganiso zabomama into lezi zakhuluma ngayo ngoba kubi kakhulu omama bengathisa kanjalo loba singasabafuni.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke moya ungadinga kusasa ba.
Siyabonga.
Ye sihle sithatha ubaba Ndiweni khonapho. Baba Ndiweni kunjani?
Njani baba?
Hayi siyaphila kakhulu Ndiweni. Abantu baningi sibili Ndiweni namhlanje. Siqalise ngodaba lika Ndiweni ngamafushane.
Ngithiseka kakhulu ngoNdiweni ngoba engundiweni wakithi engikwaziyo mina ukuthi induna mayizokhethwa kule nto okuthiwa yi-family tree eyenziwayo eba responsible ukuthi each family tree ukuthi vele kuze kungene nakutheni kodwa engikwaziyo mina ngonhlanhla ngoba ngiwangakithi kuyikuthi ubaba mkhulu uKhayisa nguyo owampointayo ukuthi ngiyongena ezicathuleni zami. Uhulumende waku-approve wakuvuma lokho wamgcoba uwayinduna ugcoke nje ngo-2014 umuntu lokhu uzofika namhlanje sebemkhupha ngoba sekwenze njani ngenxa yokuthi ubonakale ngumuntu owa-genest manje kakhulu iparty ibandla libusayo. Mina ngakhuluma la that day ngathi into zomba ngazo vena landawo la zonke kwe-MDC angikho kwe-party anginasikhathi but okuqathile ngizama ukukhala the point. Uhulumende kumele astay away of le ngoba le nto leyo is a problem of i-family. Yena akula problem of family into ekube khona nguye obe le problem lo nhlanhla kuphela.
Lokhu-ke okuthiwa uJoram ufuna ukungena ke uhamba njani? Okuthiwa uJoram Ndiweni laye ufisa ukuthi ngangiyongenayo kuthiwani ngoJoram Ndiweni manje?
Isigaba esikhona sebefuna ukuthatha i-advantage bethi family tree ithi uJoram Ndiweni ngiyongenayo kodwa enzama ukuchaza khona ukuthi ubaba ngokwakhe ebantwaneni bakhe bazele kwazi kuyinto yasegumeni ekhithini lakhe ngiwapointayo ukuthi ngifuna lo ngesizathu sakhe eso ayesazile njengomuntu omdala athi leso sokuthiwa sokumele akhujwe ngenxa yokuthi kutheni uNdiweni uyalisa ngenxa yokuthi ukhulume agenesi iphathi yezami.
Hayi siyakuzwa Ndiweni sibongile baba.
Yebo kakhulu bengithi ukukhuluma la ngonkosikazi kaChiwenga namhlanje sokuvezwa amacala wonke lawo ngenxa yokuthi sokuyisigaba sokuthi kulokungathi sokuyi-coward esisenziwa manje phezu kwankosikazi amacala lawo ngathi walandelela asomacala ayenziwa izolo kodwa selethibe elibhenje kade belindisiwe nezezovuswa namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi sokuyindaba leyana indaba yase-bedroom ngakuyenzakala bangasebenzisi njalo amandla abo besenza ukuthi at the end of day baliswa abantu besifazane abangela mandla bahluthunelwa amandla kanti abesifazane labo balelungele kuma-50 fint omele bathole ama-rights wabo benza bawufana namhlanje useliswa ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa ngasafuni lo muntu.
Ndiweni baba sibongile kakhulu e
ngiyabonga kakhulu ambonge kakhulu baba.
Okay baba mavesi
athine vatereri vakamirira parizvino haro mukoma Donald.
Alo ndimavelasi na mukoma Gips maserasi
aiwa tiri wadi asidzikisai volume yenyu tiri kuzvinzwa ikoko.
Alright.
Taura henyu tinzwi.
Ndoda kanga angu nenyaya ya Chief Ndiweni.
Moti gaga nasi pano pari kupisa.
Izvi zvinongoradza kungoti ndezvematongegwe enyika tete mavhenasi. Nekuti Chief charumbira pachavo mukuru wamadzishe muzimbabwe vanotombobuda vachiradza kuti vanotsigira bato rekutonga rezanupf. Asi hatina kana mbo wakana muzuhwano wavakambonzi vanyefewa nezanupf kuti vanzi semishita zvematongegwe enyika. Chief chachaya mangwe nasi vakutaurawo vachitigirawo bato ravanoda. Yava mhosva manje kana kuti vakutsvaka zvekuti vakagadzirwa sei dei kuri kunzi nyaya yekusimudziwa nevemumhuri. Kuti haisi dangwe kana kuti kudii manje ivo hurumende ndeyavakutoinfiltrata kuda kupinza kana kutsvaka kunyonganisa vanhu vemhuri kuti nokuti zvati vana kuna zvita kupa vamwe vanhu mari womurima chisi ndiweni kuti vatenge kuti vari kuita dispute yokuti vamagatigwa vakati wasiwo tozviziva hedu asi kuti ihurumende isina kunyatso kutarukana ndozvinonesi asi tichitarumbira vanhu toto zvinotozikamwa tonosapota badza rezasiyeni asi hatina chatakamboona chataka chavakamboitwa kana kumiswa pamberi bedare vachinzi chotohwaka kana mukabvunzana kumasvingo vanotokuudza kuti tichitarumbira history yavo vanotonzi ainge aitwa muzukuru vakakurira kuzambia but hatina kumboziva zvichita kupa izvozvo tichitarumbira asi woushe kana kuti iye mukuru wamadziche but mukatarira history yavo kana mukatuma mukoma Gandhi maramba kutoa research ya Chief Charumbira. Munogona kushokesa.
Ah mkoma mune data research. Tipedze saitidzwe.
Ndizvo zvendangu kunyaya maichiwenga iyo. Ah izvozvo ndezvekuti kana zvinzazvo kushatira umwe musiwo zvindo zvaita asi kubudisa havo mari vaingobudisa tozviziva vose vari vakuru vanongobudisa mari munyika. Dangozoshata kuti vakunetsana mumba mavo asi ndavachirega kuti nyaya dzemumba mavo dzine dzine zvenyika mukati dzigonyadzo kuwana audience vanhu vaterere no
aiwa
dziri nyaya dzavo vaseparete zvekuti kwai zvikati kuti iko zvinhu zvakuta zvekuti vari kunyaya kuva concerned necorruption yet no havasi concerned necorruption iye vanga vari vangadai vakatosunga vakuru yaiye murume wavo
mashoko makukutu mukoma regai titore vamwe nhasi pari kupisa panapa. Thank you. I think we have another caller, Tawanda. Hello, Mkoma Tawanda.
Hello, Imagadi.
Hi, what is your name? What is your name?
Ndireku mgeri muZimbabwe, ndiri mukwekwe.
Taurai tinzwi. Nasi tine gangu, pika ya mada.
Ndiriku tika nyaya ya chishi yo, yo vanofanira kunge vachimiswa pabasa ravanenge vachiita mudzinga mavo. Nekudako kuti vanenge vachitsigira basa ravanoda. Ndirikuona sekuti matongere wayo anenge akaoma nekuti tikatarisa zveumambo zviri mudzinza saka tikatarisa zveumambo zvavo zviri mudzinza unoona zvaakuzotongwa nevatungamiri venyika nenyaya yekuti vanenge vane dambudziko rekuzoti kana vakuita zvemaelection vanoda kunohoda machifi kuti vataure navanhu kuti vasapote bato ravo izvo zvinoita kuti vazoita kuzonotitorera kana kuti kunoti dambudira zvatenge tichifanira kunge takahwina.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu ameno kana muri kuda kupedzisa.
Ndoda kupedzisa ndititi inini ndaisungidzira kuti dai vatungamiriri vatenge vachitonga vachitungamirira munyika vange vachitungamirira vanhu kwete kutonga vanhu sokuti ukatarisa kuti dzimwe nyaya dzinoitwa ndzekuti kana munhu akataridza kuti inini mari yandiri kutiwa haisi kundikwanira vakaratidza kuti kuhurumende tiwedzerewo mari vanotongwa tichibva pabasa ko ivo vanenge vachibviswa nani vanenge vachiita zvisingafadzi vana vezimbabwe.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu tinotenda Gibbs.
Now let's turn to thank you so much to Mr. Machumani Ncube. Mr. Ncube, your last word in terms of Mrs. Chiwenga's chances of being granted bail and maybe succession chances of Mr. Ndweni's case in court. Just in brief there, Mr. Machumani Ncube.
The constitution says everyone is presumed innocent until they are proven guilty. That's the overriding principle when it comes to bail matters. Obviously, I'm not privy to, the issues that are involved. But from what we have seen, I think we have had more serious cases. People have appeared in court on murder charges, on treason charges, they have been admitted to bail. So all the court needs to do is to put in place appropriate conditions to ensure that the accused person does attend court. And then in respect of the Ndweni issue, I think his lawyers assist with the matter, but I suppose one of the things that could be done is to review the decision that has been made to suspend him, because I do not think that it has been made in accordance with the law.
Baba Machobana Spongle Akulu, thank you so much for having joined us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. So let's hear what Mr. Pilif Kaole said in an interview about the Ndweni issue. Mr. Kaole belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party. He's always coming here time and again. Let's hear what he said about this.
uyakhanya egcekeni ukuthi vele ungumuntu weMTC Alliance.
Kodwa yena ngokutsho kwakhe uthi wake wahamba emhlanganweni webandla lezanu PF. Esuka lapho waye emhlanganweni weMDC, waye emhlanganweni weZaphu leMRP. So uthi yonke indawo phela uyinduna yabantu. So khangazana abantu bayagcizelela khonoko ngokumncedisa khonoko abakwenzayo. Akunjalo babakhawula.
Akula into enjalo, into enjalo okukhona ukuthi ube phuma kuloma amanye amalobuze nakho amavideos abade phuma edlalwa lapha ekhuluma ngokuthi abantu basabe beyicengisela abantu abangena emgwaqweni yonke inhlelo zakhe zethu zibe phikisana lohulumende wezanu p f kwesekugcekeni kodwa esebenza ekhulumela njalo i-opposition even le mngcwabeni kadimiso dabengwa weqhawe ngalo dimiso dabengwa wakhuluma vele e-attacka kakhulu umongameli lehulumende yakhe akachiyane lakho kokudula lokwangene kwezombangazwe abamnika imali nje bamkhusele angene kwezombangazwe
kodwa-ke kuyini okubi ngokuthi induna ichothoze uhulumende
akulanto embi ngokuthi induna ibe lo mbono wayo otshiyeneyo kumbe lohulumende kodwa kubi induna nto iyakhuluma ukuthi hayi kodwa lokhu hayi ayisikho kodwa but nxa induna zihamba emhlanganweni isisiyathi ngale nxa iphuma emhlanganweni isisiyaqoqa abantu ukuthi kabatshengisele beyenze kwakhona abade lokwenza ngojanuwari okokuganga lokuhamba bedemonstrata bedilize impala zabantu bekulinyazwa abantu hayi induna enjalo yena ingaseyinduna yabe yaseyinduna isiyinkalakatha ye-politician wezombangazwe kangena kwezombangazwe endiweni yindawo yakhe leyo ayifaneleyo.
That is Musa Bilif Gawule of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Meanwhile, it seems as if there is a lot of money that has been raised in the past 2 days for Mr. Ndweni. It is being run under the hashtag I support Chief Ndweni. So it is a GoFundMe fundraising campaign. So I see that so many people are actually donating money towards this cause. So anyway, that's how things are.
We have Maini Kaur on our VOA. She's on a Facebook page from MDC. She's the women's spokesperson there. I think she wanted to comment on the Chiwenga issue, but we will try and call you before the end of the program. Maini Kaur of the MDC, since we've just heard from ZANU-PF there, we were listening to Mr. Gawule speaking about the issue. I think, what was he speaking on, Gibbs?
Mr. Gawule was saying that it seems as if Ndweni is a politician.
Mm.
He says it's untrue that Ndweni actually attended various meetings, ZANU-PF, MRP, MTC, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So he was saying that he's specifically MTC. He says there are videos that testify to that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he further said that, you know, this fundraising campaign, of course, they should give him money for him to campaign as a politician,
mm-hmm.
not as a traditional leader. So he's saying that... in essence, Ms. Ndweni is an opposition leader and not a traditional chief.
Pana kuzai mazari retaka mira kunzwa kuna maini kota sata varaidu chirongwa chedu pana taru bemero alikuti ini wondiriwe imba ye ushe anzi muzi imba ze ushe zese munama anzi munama kakatanwa nekuti mune kuguta. So this our follower here on VOA Shona is saying he is also of the chieftainship house, but mm-hmm. he says there's always, you know, the issue of people actually fighting for the position, because once you get it, you live a better life, he says.
Mm-hmm.
Mashipe Cosmas, and I'm listening to you from Mashingo. Arigatene kuna mainiko. Hello, mainiko. Ngwedi ajikana na saka mungo ti ga. Tawarei.
Masara say his mother.
I watch a square.
I'm a small but next butter.
Tawarei.
Panya chief, do any susuno wa support. Nukuti ndi chief wewanu wese. Chief, do any avana batu na wakarere kira. Shukuta rona waga ule shirasi. Shisi se choko adi. Takavaona kumusangano yakawanda, takavaona kumusangano yezanu PF. Nyaya izi dzematareji dzana chief vanhu vezanu PF ngavasiyane nadzo. Kutorerei chivanhu chedu chinotiti government haifaniri kunge ichipindira munyaya dzemachief. Makambonzwa vanhu vekugovernment yekuBritain vachipindira nyaya dzaQueen.
Aiwa mufunzo mukuru asingoedi yadyanana saka tisati tichakutorai zvakare mangwana tinenge tichienderera mberi tichikurukura nyaya idzodzidzi.
Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Machobana Ncube, and all those who actually joined our show. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
I'd also like to thank all those that actually participated in the show. We had very interesting and diverging views. And thank you all those that were following us on VOA Shona Facebook page. Please continue to share the feed. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei, where we'll furthermore discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe. I'm Marvelous Mpanganya. Have a very good night.